Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mazuba Mwanamuchende, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me back on the show.
No, thank you for coming through, Pastor. Our question for today is, how does the Bible differ from other holy books?
Okay, to start with, we will use the very Bible to answer and just make the difference. For example, we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. The Bible says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So number one is that the Bible is, the scripture is what? God's breath. It is not where I am seated in a corner in Zambia and I begin to make up a book, but it is God himself who gives this word, using the men, not writing their thoughts, but God, Spirit, that they may produce this word. So number one is that it is God's breath, word. It is God who gave the word. And so it then becomes different from any other common book, because this is God's direct word through the people that were chosen to write. And so it then makes a difference. The other thing is that, look, the Bible among many is that many books will inform you, but the Bible will transform you. It will change you to the outermost. It will not leave you the same. You know, there was a time when before I began to, I chose to follow the Lord and anything. I remember I wanted to prove that the Bible was false. The Bible was not a true book, and that God, this is nothing. I just wanted to prove how God was not a fair God and everything. And I began to read the Bible from cover to cover to challenge God. By the time I was finishing to read the Bible, I was a different person. I was not the one that had started in the beginning. I was transformed. I was all about his work. So the Bible is God's word made alive, that it is different from these others, because this is God's breath word for you and me.
So when you're saying it's God breathed, which one are you referring to as scripture, Pastor? Because it says all scripture. So what do you consider to be scripture?
So here we are talking about all scripture. This is the word, for example, remember when we were saying this is the word that the apostles were given to write. So all scripture that was given to them to write, it is God that was giving them. So every word, as we know, the canonical word right now, that was given. And I know that there are other books that we may not talk about and everything. But this word that we have, this very holy Bible that we have, that we are calling now from Genesis to Revelation, the scripture that he has given us in the Bible, in the word that we have, it is God's breath. It is God's word. And it is it that he has given it for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training, not just training, but in righteousness. That's the difference. We also find that in this word, it is not just to leave one informed or one to have this skill, but there is righteousness informed. And how is this righteousness? Because God himself is what, John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became what? Flesh. Why? Because the word itself is God. So it is God himself that puts the word. And it is him. That's why communicating through, he says, if you want to know me, read the word. And so that's the difference with these other books that we can read. We can read physics, we can read math, we can read all these other, even religious books. But when we come to the Bible, it is God the Creator that gave the word, that spoke through men and wrote this word for you and me. And that is the anchoring difference with any other book that we may read.
So the question is referring to scriptures, Pastor. The scriptures that we have been told are also God-breathed. So the question is asking, how does this Bible differ from those that also are believed by their respective adherents to be God-breathed? If I read the question well, it says, how does the Bible differ from other holy books? So it's not referring to science books or history books. It's referring to other holy books. What's the difference between the Bible and other holy books? For example, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the gleanings from the writings of Baha'u'llah, all of these writings, the writings of Confucius. How does the Bible differ from these other holy books?
Yes, I was trying to just give you a range of, or including the Quran and all these other books. And the anchoring is that, look, in these other books, you will find men, for example, one person who is given this inspiration, and they begin to write. But when you come to the Bible, look, talk about the differences. Talk about, start from Moses. Moses writes Genesis. But Moses, what Moses will write and what John will write in the end in Revelation, you will still find the same word, God speaking, what he spoke to Moses years ago. Same with what is given to John Revelator in Revelation. And throughout the Bible, you see the same principles, the same message, the same, like through the prophets, through whichever generation, time, the same message continues to be communicated because God continues. And look at the time ages and the difference that the Bible will walk you through from generation to generation, and the word still remains standing, which you will not find in any other spiritual book that you may come across. But look at the one, how the Bible is written, that Abraham will write something that's years before your time and my time. But the message given unto Abraham that there will be a promise and Jesus will be born. Jesus comes to be born years later on. But yet the promise started with Adam in Genesis, passed on to Abraham, passed on to David, and Jesus comes to be born at a different. And so you see the consistency in the Bible, that even when generation and time pass, you will find the same message without change, without differing from principle, without mingling or finding itself with force. Everything is true because the one that gave, the one that inspired, the one that wrote through the writers is God. Is God communicating the same message? That's why there's no contradiction in the way the message will come and what the message will give in the end. Other books will teach you to say, you can go and kill or in the name of such a God, you go and bomb yourself and thinking you're doing it for this kind of, no, that is not how. But when you read the Bible, it gives you clear guidance of how God and how sin entered, how he was coming to die and how he's coming to redeem us. So you find those differences. And when you compare with the other books, you will not find such consistent transformation that you will find in the Bible.
All right. All right. We'll leave it right there, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.